Day 33. This is the prophecy, Jeremiah 31, verse 31. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again, each man his neighbor, each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, I will remember no more. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy. Matthew 26, verse 26 to 28. While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. For generations, the Israelites celebrated the Passover Supper as a commemorative act of how God saved them from their Egyptian exile and the plague of the death of the firstborn, Exodus 12. When Jesus shared the Last Supper, commemorating the Passover with his disciples, he reframed this meal around his sacrifice. Through giving his body, he poured out his blood, Jesus was establishing a new covenant, as promised by God through the prophet Jeremiah. Jesus used this familiar meal that his disciples had been taking part in their entire lives to show its ultimate fulfillment in his impending death. Jesus explains that if you want to understand his death and its victory, you must understand that he offered his body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. Through this act, sin would lose its grip over humanity, and death would pass over all who ate and drank this meal. Today's reflection. Whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26. We celebrate the victory of God in Jesus. Take a moment to thank God for the victory that comes through the cross.